How do I buy tickets for that show? Where is the closest restaurant with a view? My kids are with me. Is there an age restriction for that attraction?
These are just some of the questions that the new Vegas Near Me app will answer for you. Vegas Near Me quite literally takes the guesswork out of planning your next Las Vegas trip. It is so helpful.
With constantly updated information, business hours, menus, ticket prices, parking costs, Vegas Near Me is a one-stop shop.
It really is. And here's the deal. It's free and you don't have to sign up, become a member. It is simple. Download Vegas Near Me today from the Apple App Store or from Google Play. If it's fun to do or see, it's on Vegas Near Me.
It's episode 188 of Vegas Revealed. False claims of windows popping off of the Fountain Blue spread online this week. We set the record straight with the property itself.
And we have a Super Bowl halftime performer. Plus, we take a trip to Northern Nevada, hear our thoughts on Reno as a getaway destination, and the whiskey harvest that took us there.
Plus, a chaotic rideshare set up at the airport, and how you can be in the know about final construction hurdles ahead of November's F1 race.
All that and more coming up on Vegas Revealed.
Let's spin that wheel. Welcome to Vegas Revealed, episode 188. Sean McAllister here, along with Dana Roselli. And you know, Dana, it seems like we have a bunch of consecutive countdown clocks going on. We're counting down to Super Bowl 58 here in Vegas. We're counting down to the F1 race mm-hmm. in November. And we're counting down to Fountain Blue opening.
I know. We've got a lot going on. And Durango Casino opening,
and
too.
And Durango.
Forgot about that. Yeah. Fountain Blue, we have a date, which is exciting. December 13th, pending regulatory approval, the Fountain Blue Las Vegas is set to open finally after all these years on December 13th. So we're excited about that.
We are. And we're getting a little bit more information about what we can expect inside Fountain Blue once those doors are open and we are able to go in and hang out and enjoy everything that they're bringing to the north end of the strip.
Yeah, and something I noticed was the 36 restaurants that are going to be first to the market, which means we don't have them here in Las Vegas. So that's exciting that we're going to have new and fresh. And that's a lot of restaurants.
I mean, yeah, 36 bars and restaurants. That food and beverage program is going to be massive mm-hmm. over at Fountain Blue. And I mean, it sounds like they're bringing some top-notch stuff.
Yeah. And then the nightclub is going to be Live Nightclub and Live Day Club, which the day club part will open in the spring when pool season kicks in. So obviously it won't be open right from the start. But that sounds like a beautiful space as well. And I know they're hiring so many people to work there as well. And speaking of hiring, FYI, they are doing a major hiring right now. So if you're interested in working there, they're having some job fairs at a location called The View, which is what would you call View? Like a studio?
Yeah, like a production studio.
Yeah, that's not inside the Fountain Blue. They've been doing some different job fairs there. And I think they were looking to hire like 1,500, but in total, they have to hire like 6,500 people. So
yeah, it's a big resort.
Get in there. Yeah. Something that we did notice, though, is the spa. That really was like got its own press release because it's a big deal.
It did.
I mean, this is like state of the art and they're really going to be focusing on wellness tourism there.
Yeah. Well, and you may remember several episodes back, gosh, it was months ago. We talked about this trend of wellness tourism and how some resorts here in Las Vegas were kind of catering to people who were looking to take vacations and incorporate wellness activities mm-hmm. into their itinerary. And it sounds like Fountain Blue is diving headfirst into this trend, and they're really going to welcome all the people who do want to incorporate this stuff and have a vacation that is tailored around these wellness activities.
Maybe we dive a little deeper into the spa element in another episode because there are so many different nuggets. They're also going to have this state-of-the-art and huge fitness center. So if you are the type that likes to do business or vacation and make sure you fit in your morning or evening gym routine, this would be the place to stay, it sounds like.
Yeah, so we're getting a lot of information about Fountain Blue, but also this past week here in Las Vegas, Fountain Blue has been absolutely buzzing. It has been the talk of the town, and it's because of some posts that were put online that turned out not to be completely accurate.
Yeah. We have a lot of influencers in Las Vegas. There's influencers all around the world, and they are good at what they do, and they definitely serve a purpose. But we had an influencer kind of trigger something that really, you can tell by the amount of people that have been talking about it. I mean, they have influence, right?
Right.
They posted an anonymous email from someone saying that they worked on the Fountain Blue project and that the windows were popping out and crashing into the pool area and that they're not fixing it and they're worried when it opens, the people's safety and all this stuff. It seems like the source was not vetted. The source wasn't somebody that this person knew or trusted. It got put out there, which is extremely damaging. And Sean, you immediately texted me when you saw it and you're like, this is, and I was like, yeah, our journalistic blood is boiling at this moment.
Well, because that's, I mean, if that's not true, that's a really damaging thing to say about a property.
It is.
And it's, in my mind, very irresponsible to use a platform and put that kind of information out that could be so damaging.
Exactly. And listen, it doesn't mean that some of these anonymous tips can't turn out to be true, but you have to take the time to go and see if they are true. Make some
reporting.
Phone calls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk to people. Ask around. Get 10 confirmed people that say, yeah, I work that, you know, some, you have to do some investigating, and to put it out there is very damaging. And also, you know, we are a town that is based on tourism, and we want our visitors to feel safe. And so it is alarming when you hear something like this. Anyway, we're going to make a really long story short and say, we weren't proud of the way that went down. People started asking me in my life, and I live in a high rise,
right,
which is a building that has, you know, windows in like a hotel, and saying, hey, what's going on with the Fountain Blue windows? And finally we were like, okay, you know what? We're just going to reach out to the Fountain Blue.
Get to the bottom of it.
we aren't full-time journalists, but it's what we've done for a long time. Anyway, they answered us, and I'm talking 5 minutes. And we're great. They sent us a statement. You can read the statement on our social media, basically saying it's not true. You know, that it's structurally sound as far as all the inspections they've got, that kind of thing. They still plan on opening December 13th. And then basically give a little bit of background into where the windows, because some people are seeing, like, there's a few windows that are not there
right
anymore on one side of the building.
Yeah, and it was during one of our recent storms that we had here in Las Vegas that some scaffolding didn't stay together the way it was supposed to. It crashed into the windows that were fixed in place, and some glass did fall. People were not hurt.
Yeah.
They are fixing that scaffolding situation, but windows are not just popping off the side of the building.
Right. So there you have it. Okay, we'll keep following that story.
Again,
you can read the full statement on our social media. Yeah, we'll move on. But anyway, Fountain Blue, we are excited for you to open December 13th. I know it just sounds gorgeous.
It does.
All right, we want to thank our sponsors.
Yeah, Hotworks Infrared Fitness Studios, several locations across the Las Vegas Valley. You can find more information down in our show notes. Also, the Vegas Near Me app. It is the one thing you need as you're planning your Vegas trip.
Yeah, and if you don't love reviews, they don't have reviews on there. They actually have videos from podcasts and bloggers and people who have experienced all these places, these activities, and, you know, where they talk about the actual place and what it entails and what it's like. So you can actually listen through, take some time, plan your trip here. Some good stuff there. And Frey Ranch Whiskey. We went up to Northern Nevada for harvest over at the farm. And what an experience. We had such a blast and learned so much.
Yeah, we really did. So Frey Ranch Whiskey is a sponsor of Vegas Revealed for the next 4 episodes. So you'll be hearing more about them coming up in this episode and for the next few weeks. And we're excited to bring this to you.
Yeah, we've already had so many messages of people wanting to know more, because there are definitely some people that love their whiskey.
There are, and it's good whiskey
it
too.
It is. I loved learning how it was all made. So, hey, we have a Super Bowl halftime act, finally. We know who's going to perform. We told you we would stay on top of it. And Sean, drum roll,
here it is. Usher. He's the man. He is the center of attention during halftime of Super Bowl 58 here in Las Vegas. It's coming up in February, which, I mean, it's coming faster than I imagined it would.
It's true. Usher has a show here on the Las Vegas Strip. So, you know, people were hoping there would be some type of Las Vegas connection. Yep. He performed at the Coliseum, now performing at Park MGM, did a run there. You know, people speak so highly of this show. We saw it. It's high energy. I mean, I think it's Super Bowl halftime material for sure, because he also does big dance numbers. He'll have a great cast of characters with him, I think, and put on some a really big, beautiful show.
Yes, and he has been a guest performer during the Super Bowl halftime show in the past, but this is going to be his own show. However, I have a feeling that there could be some really big surprise collaborations involved as well.
Could be. I'm looking forward to it. And he seemed so excited about it, and I love that. He was on, like, that day that it was announced, he was on a radio show or a podcast, and he just seems over the moon. It's a big deal when you get selected as the Super Bowl halftime performer.
It is. And I mean, rehearsals need to start now because that's a big production to figure out. Yeah. So,
and if you're like, Usher, okay, but go through, you don't realize how many hits Usher has.
His song catalog
one after
is
the
incredible.
Other. It's going to be a good show.
It will. So again, Super Bowl 58 coming up February 11th at Allegiant Stadium here in Las Vegas. It is going to be a spectacle for sure.
Yeah. Hey, we went up to Reno and had a blast, first of all. Now, maybe you wouldn't think like Usher, we're not going to find an Usher show in Reno, but maybe
you might be surprised.
You might be surprised because we went and stayed at the Grand Sierra Resort. And while we were there, we're like seeing signs, Sting is coming. And then our Uber driver was like, big show tonight with the Killers. And we're like, the Killers are performing? So anyway, we did not realize like, Reno's a big deal. They get some really good concerts and shows there.
They did. And that first night that we stayed there, we were like, oh, the Killers are here. I mean, we have to go see them, right?
We bought a ticket.
Yeah, we did. We got tickets, went and saw the show, and it was great.
It was great. And the theater was great because it wasn't too big, but it wasn't too small. We loved it. And, you know, the Grand Sierra, wow, the GSR, it's a beautiful resort.
It is. It was really nice. It was a great place to stay. Great views of Reno, no matter you know what side you're looking out at. You have the mountains all around you. It really is pretty.
Yeah, and we now put that on our list of great weekend getaways.
I mean, listen, especially from Las Vegas, you can hop an hour flight to get up there. It's easy to get to. There's a lot to do and see. Really cute stuff when you get up there.
I know. It was very pretty. And also, as we were talking about that, we noticed that Reno made the list of 15 happiest places in the USA to live. So good for them. And that's according to OutsideOnline.com. They did a whole list. They have the reasons, but we thought, okay, we were happy the whole time we were there.
Yeah, so a big hello to our neighbors to the north up in Reno, the northern part of the state. We can't wait to get back and see you up there again.
Well, the reason we were there is we were up there to go to Fallon, Nevada, which is about 45 minutes from Reno,
right.
I'd say. We took a shuttle there. And we went up there for the whiskey harvest at Frey Ranch Whiskey.
Yeah, and Frey Ranch is a farm that has been in the Frey family for generations here in Nevada. They actually started farming here in Nevada before Nevada was even a state. So they've been around a long time. But instead of focusing just on crops now, they're also distilling their own whiskey and bourbon.
We went up there and spent the day and learned how they make the whiskey, how they, you know, grow the crops. It was so interesting. We loved it. And hey, FYI, they do whiskey tasting and tours on Saturdays for free from noon to four. The tasting room is open. So if this is something you're interested in, go up and visit.
Yeah, it is well worth it for sure. And whether you live in Northern Nevada or Southern Nevada, Frey Ranch Whiskey really is a local whiskey. And we spoke with Colby and Ashley Frey. They're the husband-wife duo who run Frey Ranch Farm and talked about the history that Frey Ranch has.
My family started farming here in Northern Nevada in 1854. Nevada didn't become a state until 1864, 10 years later. But we didn't buy this farm until 1944. My grandpa bought it. then I'm lucky because my parents passed it on to me and they kept it in really good condition. And Nevada's who we are. Like, we love Nevada. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
I just want to take a moment to thank everybody for your support.
If you look at the bottom of every bottle, it says, be good to the land and the land will be good to you. It's like our motto as farmers. It's what we need to do, because without taking care of our soils, our climate, our natural resources, everything, then we don't have a future as farmers. And so, like I said, I'm really fortunate. My parents and grandparents and great-grandparents took really good care of everything. And that's my goal in life. We're really like just temporary stewards of the land. Like, we don't really own it. We're just the caretaker until we can pass it on to the next person.
And Sean, this is award-winning whiskey. We were talking to Colby, and he was telling us all the awards that they've got. And I'm like, holy cow, I mean, this is a list.
He was like, listen, when a Nevada whiskey is mentioned in the same breath as whiskey from Ireland or from Tennessee, you know you got a good thing going.
Yeah.
And Frey Ranch whiskey has certainly earned a following from people around the world, not only here in the U.S. So it is a good, smooth whiskey.
Yeah, and so many people have written us and saying, oh my God, I love Frey Ranch. And you can order online, so keep that in mind. And in our coverage over the next few weeks, we're going to talk about cocktails that you can make with the whiskey. We had a happy hour in like a corn field, basically, yeah, which was really unique. We had a dinner under the stars. We even did some corn cannons. I've never done
the
that before.
Cannon was fun.
So all that's going to be coming up. And also, keep in mind that you can go to our social media and we'll have little clips there as well. I know there's a lot of interest in this because we've gotten so many messages from people saying, I love Frey Ranch.
And Dana, I had to go to my bar and bring in my bottle of Frey Ranch whiskey. You can see that
it's half gone.
It's half gone.
I can't believe that. This is the strong one, too. This is
this
uncut.
Is the strong one. It's good. This is the uncut farmer's strength.
Yeah.
This is how they drink it on the farm.
Oh my gosh.
Straight out of the barrel.
Straight.
And it's good.
Out of the barrel. All right. Well, listen, be sure if you do buy some, make sure you tag us in a photo or something. We'd love to see that you bought some. It is freyranch.com if you're interested in checking out their website. Again, stay with us. We'll have more coverage through the weeks.
And we do want to quickly mention, after months and months, years really, of anticipation, the Sphere is finally now open. U2 opened the Sphere on the 29th, mm-hmm, Friday. So the Sphere is now open. People are inside. We recorded this actually before the opening, and we will be there. So you'll see and hear our coverage next week here on Vegas Revealed.
Yeah, a lot of people, celebrities supposed to be there. And FYI, there's a popular Facebook group if you're interested. It is a group called MSG Sphere. Very simple. And there are some, this has over 100,000 members. People are glued from all over the world watching the Sphere and amazed at what it can do.
I've seen people post so many times. They're like, where's a live camera? Where can I see the Sphere nonstop?
Right. Maybe we need to do that. Should we set up a live camera?
Set up a live webcam. Yeah. Why not?
Maybe. All right. Let's do some tips. All right, we mentioned our trip to Reno. Well, on the way back, we landed at Harry Reid Airport, LAX, and we decided to take an Uber. We had a voucher, okay? So normally, I would probably hop in a taxi. Sometimes you would maybe drive and park in the lot. But anyway, we decided to Uber, and boy, it was the middle of the day, and we were shocked at how chaotic it was when we arrived to the rideshare pickup. We took a little video because I was like, is this how it always is? But it was like people everywhere in lines and confusing.
Well, there was a line that was like wrapped around the inside of the parking garage. We're like, wait, this can't be right. How is there a line to get to rideshare?
Well, it was confusing because you order your rideshare and then it gives you the slot that you're in. So it's like, why are you even waiting in line? So it didn't make sense. We ordered at baggage claim and we got an alert that said it would be about 15 to 20 minutes. So it wasn't horrible. So I guess I want to say is, even though it looked chaotic, it wasn't horrible, but I didn't love the appearance of it for like our visitors that are coming to Vegas, whether it's the first time they visited or the 10th time. I was like, something kind of needs to shift there.
It looked chaotic.
It looked chaotic and it felt it.
Yes.
With all your bags and people, you know. So anyway, I'm hoping something can change there. You know, most people wrote us on social media though and came up with alternate ideas, and we wanted to just quickly run down a few. Again, taxi, if you line up for a taxi, they do move that along. It's very quick. And these days, it's in the price point of an Uber, sometimes just a little bit more.
And a lot of the taxis have flat rates.
Yep.
To go either to the Strip or downtown as well.
Yeah. So that is an idea. A couple of people, and I don't even know how much I want to share this. A lot of it was like the flight attendants and stuff, but I'll quickly mention it. People say that they take the rental car bus to the rental car like office where you go to pick up your rental car, which is a little ways away off-site, from the airport.
Yeah.
Offsite. And they get an Uber from there because they get away from the chaos, and they say it works really well. And then we looked up, there are shuttles. People were saying, oh, I take the shuttle. And I was like, we didn't even really know there were like daily shuttles. I thought it was something that you would have to order, but apparently there are, and some of them start at like $7, $15. And then if you want to do like a private one, it's a little bit more.
Yeah. And you just have to keep in mind that if you are doing one of those shuttles that is not private, that there are probably going to be a few stops along the way. So just keep that in mind and build a little extra time in.
Yeah. Well, speaking of extra time, we talk about it every week, the F1 traffic.
And the road paving and construction on grandstands, all of that continues ahead of the race in mid-November. But Clark County, Nevada and Formula One have teamed up to come up with this text alert system to give you weekly real-time updates about the areas that are being impacted by closures, lane restrictions, all that kind of stuff. So if you text F1LV to 31996, you'll be opting in to receive these text updates mm-hmm. with real-time, up-to-date information about these road conditions, traffic closures, all of that kind of stuff leading up to the F1 race. It really is beneficial.
It really is, because by knowing this, it's guiding you in a certain direction where sometimes you think, well, I'm not going to take like Las Vegas Boulevard there. I would never do that. But that sometimes is actually a great alternate route to that side street that you might normally take, because that side street is being paved and is under construction. So definitely the alerts, they don't come too much. You and I both signed up. It's just enough to give you updates on the traffic.
Yeah, it is. And it's needed to prevent those surprise moments when you take a turn and the street's shut down. You're like, are you kidding me?
Seriously. All right, listen, we have so much more to talk about. We've actually moved it to the next podcast. We have a little bit of limited time this week. But again, thanks to our sponsors, Hotworks Infrared Fitness Studios, Vegas Near Me. Download the free app. You don't even have to put in a username or an email. And then Frey Ranch Whiskey up in Fallon, Nevada. You can order some whiskey online at all times. And we'll be having more and more coverage of that through the weeks.
That is episode 188. We'll be back next week with a ton more good stuff, and we can't wait to see you then.
Yeah, Vegas is busier than ever. We got bills to pay, packing up a suitcase, let's take a holiday.